It's Tuesdays, and we are back with another episode in the Passion Design Hub. Today's episode is a very candid conversation with Sharon Cortez, the founder of the Forest School Philippines, as she shares her story on how she was able to find her purpose in life and is now doing what she loves, which is forest school. On this episode, Sharon explains what forest school is all about, and I was so blown away. I was worried I totally misunderstood what forest school is, but Sharon, or Shawi, kindly explained what it is during and even after the conversation. I hope you enjoy this episode. To our non-Filipino listeners, please note that language used during the conversation was a mix of English and Filipino. Hi, Shawi. How are you today?
Hi. Hi, kids. Kids ba hotel? Ano ba?
It's any. My friends, like my high school friends call me kids. Yeah.
Mm. Nakikay high school friend na rin ako.
Yes, yes. It's fine. Hey, Shawi, can you tell us a little bit more about yourself?
Hirap na question na yan, girl. So, ano ba? So, right now, I am working on something that I'm passionate about, which is forest school. I am a forest school leader, pero that came about because a decade ago, ganong katagal, girl, a decade ago, I was already struggling to find my own calling in life. At the moment, I'm still helping out with our family business. Meron kasi kaming negosyo. So we operate cable TV and we provide internet sa mga towns in Region 1, in Ilocos Sur, and in Cavite. Mm-hmm. And you know, as with any typical family business, parang yung mga family members, merong unwritten rule that we have to help. Kasi nga naman, parang sa amin din naman maipapasa or maipapamana yung negosyo. That's why, well, I was an obedient daughter and I said, yes. The business was growing and my father needed an extra hand. So, I handled the finances of the business. And, you know, during that span of time, I really felt out of place. Kasi unang-una, although I have a business background, parang I felt na yung mga natutunan ko ng college, nung university, hindi ko talaga siya nagamit. Kasi nga naman, parang the setting or the what I learned in university was for yung mga multinational companies, ganyan. Eh, coming back to the province, I'm in Ilocos now. This is where my father started the business. Pagpunta ko dito, culture shock. Kasi iba rin yung kultura from Manila to province life.
Yes.
So parang mom and pop shop yung aming negosyo. So everything talaga, I had to study again, na I had to go like, parang yung entry level. I had to ask them paano nila ginagawa yung mga bagay-bagay. So I had to learn the ropes. And aside from that, yung adjustments sa culture na syempre iba yung city life sa rural life.
Yeah.
Gabi-gabi umiiyak ako nun, girl.
I can imagine.
So, well, yun. So, I mean, okay, fast forward to several years, I still felt out of place, like I was around peg in a square hole kasi nga hindi ko naman strength or hindi ko forte ang finance. I guess the role was given to me because syempre pag issue ng pera, it has to be someone that you can trust, so family members yun. So I think by default yun yung naging ano, yung naging role ko. But then I was not really happy kasi nga hindi ko hindi talaga ako masaya. Feeling ko sinasayang ko yung oras ko and feeling ko nasasayang din yung oras ng parents ko trying to I don't know, let me stay ganyan. Walang happiness eh. And like for me, ayoko rin mamatay na I have not lived my purpose.
Yeah.
If you understand what I'm saying.
Yes, I totally get you. Shawi, what's Forest School all about? Can you tell us more about
it? Sure. Okay, so Forest School is an approach to learning that takes place out in nature. Not necessarily forest, basta out in nature, where children or the learners take charge of their learning through play and taking risks. So that when they do it regularly, the learners will become resilient, confident, independent, and creative learners.
What are some examples of the activities that children do usually with the Forest School?
So, yan din yung common misconception that I get asked. So, when... Kasi, okay, let me just clarify something. When you hear kasi about Forest School, first of all, you think that it's a forest. And second of all, you think that it's a school where they learn something or being taught by the teacher, right?
Yes. Uh-oh. Because it's school.
But it's, I know it's kind of confusing, but it doesn't have to be in a forest all the time. And it is not a school in the sense na si teacher may tinuturo na skills or na activity sa mga bata. So, the setup is, it's kahit hindi siya nasa forest, as long as it's outdoors, pwede sa garden nyo, pwede sa bundok, pwede sa dagat, pwede sa stream or wherever. And the school part is actually the children learning by themselves. So we practice yung inquiry-led or the child-led philosophy. How does it look like? Ibig sabihin nun, yung mga bata, they're really born to explore the world. Yun yung innate nature. They're really inclined to explore the world through their bodies, through experiencing, touching, using their senses, smelling, minsan nga tasting. But that's okay kasi that's how they make sense of the world. And we also we encourage play kasi when we say play, hindi rin siya adult-led na play na magagawa ng game si teacher. O, ito ang lalaruin natin. It's not that. It's not that. Kasi play also has to be initiated by the child. So, sila yung gumagawa ng rules nila. And when they play together, you know, you will see the holistic development of a child. In forest school, nasa labas ka, diba? And then the children play. So you will see there's physical development kasi dahil napakalawak ng space in nature, then they are free to run, they can climb. So you see there's muscle development, there's balance, coordination, yung lung capacity nila mas lumalakas, yung bone density nila, they are stronger. What else? There's social development kasi when kids are playing, diba? They talk to each other. They make their own rules. They learn how to negotiate. Yeah. They learn how to give chance to others to share. They learn how to solve their own problems. What else? There's also emotional development. Pag nasa gubat ka or pag nasa labas ka, it's not perfect all the time. Sometimes the kids will feel frustrated pag ang layo-layo na nang nilalakad nila or minsan pwedeng madapa sila or minsan pwedeng mag-agawan sila ng tools ng mga bata. So you see that emotional development is also at work there. What else? Ano na ba nabanggit ko? Physical, intellectual. So when they explore nature hands-on, then they make sense of the world. Kapag umaakyat sila, ito, na-notice ko dun sa 2-year-old na pamangkin ko. So, usually, ang gusto niyang play is, pag merong, soil, or like a pile of soil, or gravel, or sand. Minsan, he just likes to climb up, and then madudulas siya, naturally. Kasi, di ba, loose soil yon. Yeah. So, when he experiences that, if there's a connection in his brain, because he experienced it, then he understands the concept of gravity. He understands the concept of friction or of sloping or of gradients. You know, so there's a connection. Kahit na hindi ka nagle-lecture, they grasp the concepts of science and mathematics better because they get to experience it in real life. And also when they see bugs, insects, and then sometimes minsan they see dead plants. So they become aware of the concept of the cycle of life. Yung mga ganung bagay. So that's intellectual. What else? Spiritual. So when you're out in nature, you get to feel that you are part of a huge universe. So you somehow have a sense of place na you're a tiny creature in the vastness of this universe. So you see na yun yung benefits ni Forest School, there's holistic development. Pero it doesn't only talk about that that sense. The kids also develop yung resilience nila because we allow them to make mistakes. So in Forest School, there's no grading system. Walang, okay, pasado, fail. No, there's no like that. But we fully embrace them making mistakes. Madapa, okay lang. Diba? Parang magkamali sila ng gupit or whatever. Okay lang. So in that sense, we encourage resilience. What else? Yung confidence. Their confidence is being developed because we allow them to do things by themselves. Sabi nga nila, ang role namin as forest school leaders are facilitators. We're not teachers. We're facilitators so that the children will feel safe to explore the world, to discover things. And then when they do things by themselves, you know, they feel confident. Kapag nakaakyat sila ng puno na hindi sila tinutulungan ng teacher or ng forest school leader, you see the sense of pride sa mga mukha nila. Yung sobrang ngiti nila that they have achieved something on their own.
Yeah.
So that's the holistic part of forest school.
Thanks for clarifying that. Sobra pala yung misconception ko about forest school.
It's normal. It's normal. Pero thank you. Thank you that you asked. Kasi nga, a lot of people, well, yung name naman kasi. Yung name kasi talagang somehow it's misleading. But thank you for asking.
Thank you. Thank you for explaining very detailed yung what the forest school is all about. Okay, so tell us more about the forest school. Are there other forest schools here in the Philippines?
None that I know of.
Oh, so you're the first.
I have, I know some people who have taken the forest school training. No forest school of another kind pa.
I see. So, how did you get into forest school?
So, that time na I was searching, meron na talagang sense of dissatisfaction. So, I started with the family business 2003. Nandito na ako. I was already helping out. Now, it's already 2020, diba? So, 17 years na ako sa negosyo. But at the start of this decade, I did what you call a decade review. So, it's something that I did as an exercise from Marie Forleo, if you know her. So, she was telling that we do like a decade review just to, you know, parang check asan ka na ba sa buhay mo ngayon. So anyway, when I did that exercise, I realized na 10 years ago pala, naghahanap na ako, may dissatisfaction na, I was, you know, nakita ko yung previous emails ko, I was already reaching out to people in the outdoors industry, those in education and in childhood, pero walang nangyari. It was only in 2016 when I saw a post in Facebook showing kids in Germany, they were holding knives, tapos they were outdoors in a forest. And yun yung type of education nila. And when I saw that, tumibok yung puso ko. tumibok yung puso ko na parang sabi ko,
may spark.
Yes! na parang sabi ko, oh my goodness, yun yung ano, yun yung gusto kong i-pursue. Parang I felt alive at that moment because it kind of married the three things which I loved, which were nature, education, and children. So doon nagsimula yung ano, discovery ko kay Forest School. So there, that's how the journey started. And in 2019, I started the first Forest School session in Amadeo, Cavite.
So where were you based before? So you mentioned you're in Ilocos right now. Is it because it's just the, you know, it's pandemic and you had to go? But where are you really based?
So, so coming to Ilocos in 2003 to help out with the family business, and then we expanded the business. We had another branch in Tagaytay. So, na-relocate naman ako sa Tagaytay in 2014. So, from 2014 until present, Tagaytay-based ako. But yes, like you mentioned, since the pandemic, umuwi ako dito sa Ilocos to be with my family.
Mm. Wow. Thanks for sharing that story, Sharon. Mm. Or Shawi. Shawi, no? Nalilito ako eh.
any.
But I can so relate because like you, I grew up in Ilocos, although, you know, I wasn't born there, pero my family was able to establish a business, and it's a family business too. And I can so relate when you mentioned about, you know, kailangan ng someone they can trust when in terms of managing the finances, kung may magbabayad, ikaw yung maghahawak ng pera, di ba? And that's very important in family businesses, I guess. But also, I wasn't interested with it, but although I found that, I don't know, there were like some portions in my life where I would still look for that sense of, you know, selling. So medyo I was still into selling also, but anyways, that's another story. That's my story. Mm-hmm. So let's focus on you. I just wanted to say na I can relate when you mentioned about, you know, that trust is very important when we have or when we are managing family businesses. Okay, so in college, what was your course? Was it something related to
management?
Management.
It's mas related siya sa negosyo, di ba? It's management.
Yeah. So how is it now? Are you still like hands-on with the family business while doing the Forest School?
That's a good question kasi I'd like to touch on the transition part. So when I realized na love ko na talaga si Forest School, and when I realized that that's my purpose in life, I slowly transitioned kasi syempre ayoko rin naman na to leave the family hanging. Pero I was already hinting on, basta through the early years, I was already hinting kay father na mag-resign na ako. Pero, like to him, hindi niya matanggap kasi parang, anong gagawin mo? yung ganong mindset ba? I feel like he, you know, just like a good father, he'd want the best for me na, okay, aalis ka rito, pero where are you gonna go? Yung ganong thinking. So, that's why when I found Forest School, I said na ito na to. Talagang talagang siseryosohin ko na to. So what I did first was I had to make sure muna na I am equipped, I am qualified, I'm certified to be a forest school leader. That's why I took training. Pero prior to finding forest school, may mga nakapagsabi sa akin before na there's something similar to forest school. Kasi nung nagharap nga ako ng training dito sa Philippines, wala akong makita, wala akong ma-search. And I was like, okay, alang naman gagawin ko to na ano, di ba, na wala akong alam. And the only and the only closest thing I found, someone told me, is Waldorf. If you're familiar with Waldorf. So it's also like founded by a German, I don't know, German-Austrian philosopher, si Rudolf Steiner. And well, because that's the training I found here, so I pursued it. Nag-train ako. I think I underwent 2 trainings, and I also went to volunteer as a kindergarten ano ba intern in the one in Santa Rosa, Laguna. And then
I'm not familiar with the name, Akasha, yes.
Akasha Waldorf. So I interned there for several weeks, ganyan. So I mean, like for me, it was a way of feeling my way through it, kung ito ba talaga yung ipapursue ko. But then a part of me didn't feel 100% na yun talaga yung gusto ko. I cannot fully embrace it. Kasi sabi nung mentor ko doon, sabi niya, oh, okay, kung magsisimula ka ng school, if you're gonna found a school, you have to be 100% na yun talaga yung gusto mo. Hindi mo pwedeng sabihin Waldorf inspired, pero half-hearted ka.
Yes.
So that was a tough lesson for me. And so sabi ko, hindi eh, hindi talaga to eh. So I went back to research on forest schools. Sabi ko, kahit Asia na lang, basta may training. Kasi, di ba, parang I feel like I'd be more competent kapag meron akong training. That's when I found Forest School Singapore. So, I reached out to the founder. His name is Darren Quick. He's very nice and accommodating. Tapos, I corresponded with him through email. And then, finally, I decided to visit him. Sabi ko, Darren, kung pwede na mag-observe ako dun sa sessions nila. And for me, that was important also. Kasi gusto ko yung nakikita. Yeah. Nakikita mismo. I want to experience it myself. And for me to finally decide kung forest school ba talaga or Waldorf. So I went to Singapore, and when I got there, sabi ko, this is it. Forest school talaga, not anything else. So he directed me to where he got his training from, and gladly. So although the training was UK, he trained mismo, nagpunta siya doon, pero meron pala silang offering na online course. So that's where I took my training, and ayun, I got certified this year. I received my certification as a level 3. So, yung level 3 is principal level. So, that's part of the story. When I became certified, one of the other things that I prepared for during the transition is leaving my role as a finance officer in the business. So, sa Tagaytay pa lang, naghanap na ako ng mapagkakatiwalaan ko rin. I found someone na total opposite ko. So, I found someone who's very keen into details. Kasi, syempre, yun yung iiwan ko na trabaho eh.
Yeah.
I found a very competent accountant. Para naman, pag nagsabi ako sa tatay ko na, okay, Dad, I'm gonna forest school na, hindi talaga siya bitin. I mean, someone is going to take care of the business. So, I'm happy kasi it's not, ay nako, kids, it's not an overnight process. I think I found, ano ba, I had two other accountants until yung accountant namin ngayon na mapagkakatiwalaan. So, I'm just happy that I found people na pwede kong maipasahan nung trabaho. And so, like, the work I do now, siguro, ano na lang, 5%. Sila na gumagawa bulk ng trabaho, tapos ako na lang taga-pirma. Taga-pirma ng cheque, taga-approve ng mga babayaran.
Yeah. I think it's very important that someone really embraces her or his, you know, purpose. And I'm so glad with your story that you have found yours. How long did it take you? So you mentioned 10 years ago, right? But, you know, being able to establish yourself as, you know, someone who could, we could call a forest school leader. How long did that take you?
The training from, they gave me a year. So, nag-enroll ako May 2019. I got certified this year. Medyo na-delay lang dahil nga sa COVID. So, some of their staff got furloughed. So, na-delay lang ng a few months. It could have been faster siguro. Pero like for me, ang challenge ko that time was I had to have children to observe. And I had to have a location or a forest where I can run the sessions. Aside from that, pero meron pang mga practicals eh. Like, we have to show that we know how to use the tools, yung lagare, yung cuchillo, the billhook, others, and how to tie a knot, mga ganyan. So, we had to show practical skills, competence in those areas. And aside from that, yung understanding nung pedagogy or the how we will hindi treat the child eh, pero how we will facilitate learning sa mga kids. So the training itself, they give us a year.
Okay, I wanted to go back to the process, yung the time na you were encountering that personal struggle, you know, like you didn't like what you were doing, you didn't like that situation, and then you shifted and looked for ways on how to really fulfill yung gap within you, diba? So were there people who were supporting you at the time with, you know, what you really wanted to do? I mean, apart from the mentors that you have met along the way, but were there people who kumbaga enlightened you?
Honestly, well, I cannot think of one person, pero more probably yung mga nababasa ko na sobrang, I think I spent an entire year searching din. So I like, I read books on finding your purpose, yung creating vision for your life, yung mga ganon, ang dami ko na rin atang inenrolan. Itinrolan na course. As in, lahat yan. Sige, may mga exercise, may mga questions. Sige, answer lang ng answer. Until, you know, until I just, it just boiled down to three things that I loved, which I mentioned earlier. Outdoors nature, education, and children. And when I discovered, yun nga, yung three things na yon, kasi naging, parang sila yung naging constant theme sa buhay ko. I had to find, yun nga, something to that will integrate all three. And I think, siguro, ano na rin, God ordained, or the universe, whoever you believe in. Nung nakita ko yung post, nung nakita ko yung post sa Facebook, introducing you to Forest School. So, it's, you also have to do the work, I guess, in searching. You have to have an active role. Hindi pwedeng yung kung ano na lang yung darating, ganun na lang. I think minsan kasi yun yung tendency natin as people na kapag walang ganap, edi okay lang, di ba? We just take whatever life throws our way, but we're not in that creative process. We're not actively searching or creating the life that we want.
Yeah, I was leaning towards that question. How do you create the life that you want? The podcast is not just about talking about self-care. I mean, when I listen to your story, I think there's a lot of self-care in that because you prioritized what you wanted. You know, it was difficult, of course, to make a choice because it was like deciding between yourself and your family. Mm. And, you know, making sure that your father is also, like, confident when you finally do what you want to do with your life. So, what's your advice for women, or not just for women, but also for other people who may be listening right now in terms of following that dream and making sure that it happens?
Siguro with a question, until when will you suffer? Until when will you heed the call? Or until when will you wait? Until when will you start being your best self? Kasi no one will do it for you. Diba? Tulad ng nabanggit ko kanina, you have to take an active role to build that thing that you were meant to do in your life. Yung transition, it doesn't have to be grand. Like for me, isang dekada. So kung hindi mo pa sinimulan ngayon, in 10 years, saan ka pa? I guess you just have to take baby steps, like what I did. Start with really finding who you are. Sino ka ba? Ano ka ba? Have that self-awareness. Kasi once you get to know yourself, then I think the how will be easy. And when it's your time to shine, when it's your time to really give your gift to the world, everything will fall easily into place. Meron akong isang naalalang phrase na, again, from Marie Forleo. Obviously, I follow her. She mentioned that when we do not give our best self, it's like we're stealing. Ninanakawan natin yung ibang tao ng value. Kasi parang, what if you're the gift that the world is waiting for?
I love that. Wow.
Diba? You know, that's why one of the reasons I resonate with Marie Forleo, kasi parang pareho kami ng pinaniniwalaan. Ako, naniniwala rin ako that each of us, we have been given gifts and talents by God. But it's up to us kung magamit natin yun. I mean, that's the reason why we were given gifts, so that we will do that thing that we're good at, that we excel in, to serve others. Diba? Ang daming, minsan nalulungkot lang ako kasi, speaking from my own experience, I feel like sometimes I have wasted a lot of time. I have wasted a lot of effort focusing on that thing that I am not good at. Focusing on that thing that I'm struggling with. Pero, kung sa simula't simula, nag-focus na tayo dun sa strength natin, dun sa core gift natin, then we would have been happier. Happier and more fulfilled, and there's more meaning in our lives. And isa rin sa mga gusto kong principle is that, okay, alam mo na kung ano yung strength mo, then the next question will be, okay, anong gagawin mo sa weakness mo kung hindi ka nga magaling doon? I'd say that you eliminate, delegate, or automate.
Yes. Diba? Which is what you did with the accounting stuff, right? You delegated it.
Diba? So parang anything that does not excite you or that does not give you life, you know, just give it away. Find someone else to do it. Or i-automate mo na, make sure that it's being done automatically or just totally get rid of it in your life. Diba? Para simple ang buhay.
True. Yes. Wow. I really love that. Like you, I felt that I wasted so much time thinking about, you know, ganyan-ganyan, how can I serve, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, tapos ang dami pang iisip ko pa yung mga sasabihin ng ibang tao, ganyan, about creating this podcast, blah, blah, blah. Pero when I finally found the clarity of who I want to serve, which is women, wanting to help them get over whatever it is that's stopping them from designing their best lives, then ito na, the podcast is there. So I super resonated with you kasi this coach nga mentioned that you are doing a disservice if you're not serving those people. So parang it's similar to what you said kanina. I really love that. Okay, so where can we find Forest School, Shawi?
Yeah, so we're in social media, Facebook and Instagram. Hanapin niyo lang Forest School PH or Forest School Philippines. Or you can head onto our website, forestschoolphilippines.com.
Okay, so there you have it, guys. If you also want to listen to the episode, this episode with Sharon Cortez, you can go to christelsaudi.com and look for Sharon Cortez, because you will find this episode uploaded there. So I had a very nice time talking with you, Sharon. I learned a lot of things, and I hope our listeners had a lot of fun listening to this episode too. Thanks so much for your time, and have a nice day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Passion Design Hub. Follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube to receive updates and fresh episodes every Tuesdays. Don't forget to download your free Passion Design Hub checklist at christelsaudi.com. See you!